Aidan, big game on Monday, home to Bray Wanderers. Last year, Harps hit five against them. We're hoping that it might be the same, but irrespective of what happens, look, the build-up for it, it's a bank holiday weekend. Hopefully the weather will be half decent as well. And there's a promotion going on. This is a chance maybe to bring friends and family and let people see the talent that is evident in this current Harps team.
Yes, certainly, Chris. The kickoff times at 5 p.m. on the bank holiday, which obviously lends itself to a family-friendly type arrangement. So we're hoping that people will take advantage of the, I suppose, extraordinary offer we're doing, which is that it's €5 for all tickets, whether it's adult, child, whatever. So we're hoping people see it as a great value option. We know things aren't the easiest at the moment with the cost of living. So you're right that the games between ourselves and Bray have been really entertaining factors, and you saw the 2-2 draw down in Bray, which is a great game of football, as you said last year, full of goals as well. So yeah, we're hoping that people will come out 5 p.m. on Monday, enjoy live football. You know, we all enjoy watching it on the television and Champions League and everything else, but we think it's really healthy for people to bring their kids to a local game, let them feel part of something, be part of a social occasion, and as you said, enjoy some of the great young talent at Finn Harps at the moment. Yeah.
Kevin's assembled a squad. It has that, but it is more of a youth than an experienced squad. There's a few elder statesmen. There's a couple of guys who've come in from abroad. Some of them still finding their feet. He's rotating the squad a bit. But, you know, the feeling is that the best is still to come.
I think so, Chris. And we have to be realistic. A lot of the guys we've taken from abroad, they've come at a time where it just hasn't stopped raining for a few months. And obviously that's had its effect on pitches. And it normally takes guys from abroad a little bit of time to kind of adapt to the more physical style of football as well. So that combined with the pitches means some are settling in. But they've shown enough already that they can be an asset to the team. And I think now as we go into the summer and better pitches, and, you know, we're working on Finn Park at the moment too. We had a deluge at the last game and then was very dry for the next one, so it's ongoing work there. But no, we're very optimistic about the rest of the season. We've 6 matches to go till the halfway point, and a lot can happen now, and the crowd can play a huge part here. We think an enjoyable day for just €5 per person, and people can come along and bank holiday and get behind the team.
Yeah, and other clubs have done this initiative as well. Cork did it against Kerry. Shamrock Rovers went up to Derry. Derry were doing a promotion, and maybe there'll be people there who haven't seen Harps this season or haven't seen Harps for a while, and they'll come up, and if they can see a good product on the pitch, the hope is they'll be back.
Yeah, it's certainly, you know, and I think a lot of it's habits, Chris. We lost, I suppose, like a lot of teams, we lost some people after the lockdowns and COVID who never returned to football matches, and I think it's as we said, it's a social occasion. People are getting out. We're hopefully going to see some good football on Monday if the previous clashes between Harps and Bray are anything to go by. So we think people will enjoy themselves, and it gets the kids away from the screens from a bit, doesn't it? Whether it's the phone screen or the television screen, and they can, you know, get behind the local young talent, which we're producing here. We've produced underage internationals right across the club, and we think what we're offering here is something that's very different, and that's very beneficial to the community. But most of all, you know, we hope people come along, enjoy themselves, enjoy the match on Monday.
And you can't beat the live atmosphere, and when the goal goes in, and just that whole emotion there, and it filters through to everybody and lifts everyone.
I think so. You know, a lot of people would say that, you know, the top level football abroad, people feel more detached from it than ever. But, you know, League of Ireland is the antidote to that, and at Harps, you know, the Finn Park has probably not the best facilities in the whole world, but it still holds a warm atmosphere, and we try to be very hospitable to anybody coming, and people are nice enough to say they always receive a warm welcome there. So, we think it's a great value day out on Monday. We hope people will try it out. People, as you say, who haven't come back in a while, and just say hello to the person next to them and see some familiar faces and watch some good football.
And Highland Radio, delighted to be backing and promoting this €5 initiative. And Aidan, unlike many other clubs in the league, I mean, Harps are probably the closest to a county team, if we bring it into sort of a GAA parlance, that the whole county gets behind them. And that doesn't happen with the majority of clubs in the League of Ireland.
It's very unique in that aspect, Chris. And if you look at the playing staff as well, they come, young Josh from Donegal Gold Town, you've Gavin from Milford, Corey from Ballyshannon, you'd Oran McHugh from over Killeway. So that goes right throughout the academy, and our support base has always been the exact same. We've people from Strabane, Lifford area, right through the Finn Valley, of course, the other North Donegal from Inishowen, and then to South Donegal and the west of the county too. So it really is a county-wide operation, and that goes for our volunteer base as well. And so it's something we feel that's very beneficial to the county in lots of ways. And in the long term, what we do hope is that live football will still be part of people's sporting diets, and that's what we're here for, to get people out of the house, to get the kids away from the screens, to come out and support these young players from around the county and the other players who we've brought in who've been made feel very welcome.
Just one other question, and just to get out the message to people who may not be aware of it, there's an awful lot going on behind the scenes, and just tell us how many Harps teams are there, because there's the ladies, there's the underage, the club is a lot bigger than many realise.
Yeah, we start with kids now who are pre-academy, and so all in all you're talking about the two women's teams which came on board, the under 14s, under 15s, under 17s, under 19s. Then we've the Down Syndrome team, who have been twice champions of the country, and across those teams there was 11 internationals last year from schools, and the lads representing the three lads in the under 19 World Cup, and there was the lads in the Down Syndrome team as well. So just outstanding work, and on the inside there's a lot of positives. The financial challenges are huge, we can't get away from that, but that's why we like people to take ownership a bit of the team. We want to work on facilities. People will have seen now that we've set up a separate board, the CLG, which will be a separate entity, bringing the new stadium to fruition and improving the facilities right across the club, so it can have a really bright future. So we hope people get behind it, and I think that people do have a lot on their plates at the moment, Chris, with the cost of living crisis. So we're glad, along with Highland, for this match to offer people this incredible deal where €5 per person, and hopefully a good value day out, and then people enjoy themselves. Hopefully they'll say let's come back for more.